the South Point Studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
Once you've satisfied your hunger, get ready for more of the hottest casino games in Vegas. Our 24-hour, 30-table, non-smoking poker room proudly hosts all the most popular poker games with a variety of betting limits. Visit the poker room for a schedule of daily tournaments. Whether you're going to hold 'em or fold 'em, the best place for poker is at South Point Casino. You'll notice that our craps tables are usually the loudest in the casino. If you've never played, join one of our free craps lessons to find out what makes this game so exciting. Check with the craps dealer for schedules and give it a roll. Bingo is also an exciting way to spend your time. We offer 7 sessions of bingo every day.
Bingo!
And each session includes a cash ball jackpot, 12 bingo games, a progressive double action game, and a $10,000 bonus coverall. Electronic units are available. If you haven't played bingo with us, give it a try today. Guests can also get in on the action at our one-of-a-kind race and sports books. 2 separate rooms designed to maximize your experience and comfort. Our sports book, with over 400 seats, puts you right in the middle of the action, 24 hours a day.
Jim Leyritz, former MLB player for the New York Yankees, was a catcher. I give to Tunnel Two Towers because I know people that were involved. I know people that lost their lives. I wasn't there in the day it happened. I was out of baseball in 2001, and I got up a week later, and the first thing I did was walk down to the Ground Zero and saw the families and saw them searching through everything, looking for people. And I'm really glad I did that because I don't think I would have got the full effect just seeing it on TV. It's such a great organization that, yes, it started with 9/11, but what it's developed into is to helping those that are still out there fighting for us. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, let us do good, never forget.
My name is Rick Dempsey. I played 27 years in professional baseball, 24 years as a major league player. You know, you always worry about, I'm spending too much on the kids or something like that. But Tunnel to Towers takes care of everybody. It's a fantastic charity, but it's actually more than that. You know, it changes people's lives and gives them an opportunity to move on and to grow up without a lot of devastation in their life. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST. Never forget.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Wednesday as we start out another week covering the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style, right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas, your gaming capital on Las Vegas Boulevard. We come to you through the YouTube South Point Studios streaming video and audio. And we're right here in the studio today on a hot, hot day here in the Southwest and certainly here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We also welcome all of our listeners on all our other platforms, like our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Our websites at racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone or Android. You got your apps there. The KSHP app, of course, so you can listen to us, and the YouTube app that you can see and listen to us on your iPhones or your Androids, and of course, anywhere else you get your podcasting. We welcome you to the show. Well, we are in a transition week now. Yes, we are on the threshold of that great time of the year in some summertime when we spend breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the race books, because we will start out with the first half of the two big summertime meets, and that is Saratoga at the Spa. That will begin tomorrow. And then 1 week from Saturday, the other half of the summertime blockbuster Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf, will open up on the 20th, which is 1 week from Saturday. And then it's game on. We're going to have a lot of fun playing those summertime racetracks, that's for sure. We'll be taking a look, a little bit of some Saratoga trends, etc., for on today's show with Jonathan Hardoon. And, of course, Rich Eng will be along with us, John Lendo will come along with us to give us the Los Alamitos wrap-up and taking a look at what he thinks will happen coming up at the Saratoga meeting. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz is back with us after his sabbatical. Jerry will be checking in as well. We'll have your racing menu, etc. But just to take a look at some of the things that will be happening this week. On tomorrow, the opening day feature at Saratoga will be the Schuylerville for two-year-old fillies. They have had 11 two-year-old fillies enter in that race, and it looks to be a wide-open affair to open up the stakes racing and the Saratoga meeting. And then, of course, on Friday, you'll have the Coronation Stakes and the Wilton Stakes. And then on Saturday, the first Saturday of the Saratoga meeting, you will have three stakes races at Saratoga, a Grade 1 and two Grade 2s, and among the stakes races at Saratoga on Saturday will be the Diana Stakes. Now, this is a race that Chad Brown has had a full Nelson on for a long, long time. He has won seven of the last editions of the Diana. And check this out. Out of the 10 mares that are running in the Diana on Saturday, five of them, half of the field, will be trained by Chad Brown. So it looks like he might make it eight out of the last nine, that's for sure. He has half of the 10 starters in that race. Also on Saturday at Saratoga would be the Sanford, the first look at the two-year-olds at Saratoga. You know, Saratoga is always a racetrack that is just like Del Mar, that features the precocious and high-end two-year-olds running for the big trainers. And the Sanford will be the first race for two-year-olds of the meet, the two-year-old colts and geldings. There's eight entered in that race, including that super winner down at Belmont at Aqueduct, Menatee, among those. And the Kelso Stakes will also have six in it. However, as you know, Saratoga is one thing we have to worry about Saratoga each and every day during the meet, during the day of the meet, and during the races between the day of the meet, of course, is the weather, because they get a lot of that monsoon type of weather conditions that roll right through Saratoga. Could be beautiful and perfect first race post time, and by the time you get to the second race, there'll be a downpour. Well, they are predicting there's a lot of rain coming overnight tonight into Saratoga, so it might be day one might be a messy day of racing at Saratoga, but we are all waiting in anticipation for that Saratoga meet anyway, and we'll be taking a look at that. I understand there's a few things at Saratoga that are different. We'll get into that with Jonathan Hardoon as well. He'll have his little soapbox going. And the end of the Aqueduct, the Belmont at Aqueduct summer meeting kind of wound up with a little bit of a controversy there. We'll get into that. looking at the final trainer standings for the spring-summer meeting from May 2nd to July 7th, which was closing day. Chad Brown led the trainers with 27 wins, Linda Rice with 23 wins. And so that was through July the 7th. As far as the jockeys were concerned, Manny Franco had a lead of 37 wins over 28 for Irad Ortiz Jr. We'll wait and see about that. Now, as far as the other racing is concerned, we have a cancellation today of Delaware Park. Now, Delaware Park is canceled racing today because of the heat. Now, you do remember that they had a cancellation over the weekend that pushed a big stakes race over the weekend into Monday. And so they raced the stakes races, the four stakes races that were supposed to be running on Saturday at Delaware Park to Monday. So this past Monday, they ran that Saturday card. And the four stakes races that were postponed until Monday looked like this. The Christiana Stakes was won by Whiskey Decision, Javier Castellano for Arnaud de la Cour. Dead favorite in that race, paid $2.40 to win, outrunning Bell of Rights and Style Points. In the Alapocas Run Stakes, the winner there was Dean Deliverds, Jamie Rodriguez's third win of the day so far on Monday there. For Edward Allard, Dean Deliverds paid $7.80, outrunning Prince of Jericho and Gordian Knot. In the Kent Stakes, at a mile and three-eighths on the turf, winner there was DeCivio. DeCivio won for Ben Curtis and Madison Myers, paying $20.20 after a driving finish and an inquiry with no change. DeCivio wins the Kent. Finishing second was Nomos, and then third in the race was Spirit Prince. And then the big race of the day, the $300,000 Grade 3 Delaware Oaks at a mile and 16th for three-year-old fillies. It looked like, by virtue of just the betting action in the race, that it would be a throwdown between Power Squeeze and Sidamara. And it turned out to be that way. They turned for home, and these two went tooth and nail, right to the wire, stride for stride, head to head, eye to eye, nose to nose. And when they hit the wire, Power Squeeze squeezed out that nose victory with Javier Castellano aboard for Jorge Delgado. It was Castellano's second win of the day. She paid $460. Sidamar was gallantly in defeat, finishing second. And third was a horse that closed at 70-1, Regaled, who finished third in the race, a zip code behind the other two. And all I can say, it was a hell of a race there at Delaware Park on Monday, which was actually the Saturday card there. And so we look ahead to racing today and, of course, throughout the week. And all I have to tell you, folks, it's hot out there, real hot. Right now, out here in Las Vegas, it's 95 degrees. We're going to get up to 118 today, 118 degrees. And I can tell you this, at 3:38 on Sunday afternoon, Las Vegas broke the all-time record for temperatures. We hit 120 degrees on Sunday afternoon here in Las Vegas. Now, I don't care if you say it's a dry hot or not. That was just plain hot. And that's the way it's going to be. But remember one thing. It's always fast, firm, cool, and perfect in the race books here in Las Vegas, certainly here at the South Point. But we're going to get up to 118 degrees today, and this is the type of weather we're going to have for the rest of the week here in Las Vegas. And there's also heat that is permeating across the country. You take a look, Boston, 92, Miami, 91. You have 99 in El Paso, 116 will be today in Phoenix, Arizona. Los Angeles, 91, and even up there in Boston, 92 degrees. So as you can see, it's really going to be hot across the country. Again, racing at Delaware Park has been canceled today because of the heat. No racing at Delaware Park. Also, Northern California Racing Fairs wound up winding up the Alameda County Fair at Pleasanton on Sunday. They now move to Sacramento, the Sacramento State Fair. That'll happen at in Northern California Racing Fairs. They were supposed to open on Saturday. They're not, but it has nothing to do with the heat. It has to do with lack of entries. They couldn't get enough entries for opening day Saturday at the Sacramento Fair in Northern California, so opening day at least the traditional opening day, has been canceled due to lack of entries. So there you have it. Taking a look, now as we sit here in July, the first half of the year, and who are the leaders in the first half of the year? Well, as far as the owners are concerned, it's Godolphin Racing. They have won 40 races so far through June 30th, banking $7,025,793. Irad Ortiz Jr. tops the nation's jockeys with 164 wins already. His mounts have banked $14,929,878. And as far as the trainers are concerned, Steve Asmussen tops that group with 219 wins already across the country in the first half of the year. His horses have banked $15,217,600. They are the national leaders halfway through this year. All right, we're going to get started by rolling right through today's show. Jonathan Hardoon standing by, Rich Chang, John Lindo, and of course Jerry Jackwich will have your racing menu as well on this very hot morning, hot day across the country. So we'll take our first break, and when we come back, we'll get your racing menu and then off with our handicappers. Don't go away. We're just starting out this week from Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world. Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Taking a look at what happened on Sunday, wrapping up the Belmont at Aqueduct meeting. They had two stakes races. The Hudson Valley was won by Spirit of St. Louis with Manny Franco aboard for Chad Brown, paying $3 even as the big prohibitive favorite there. Dakota Gold was second, and It's All Coming Together finished third. In the other stakes race, the Port Washington, the winner there was Silver Skillet. Joel Rosario for Christophe Clement, paying $3.10. So both those stakes races won by the favorites. Lisa's Vision was second, and Marvelous Maud was third. And as far as the races, the closing at Belmont, the pick six paid $7,493.50. And congratulations to John Lindo. His suggested late pick four on his sheet on Sunday. It was favorites, but it was a short ticket. It was a very light ticket that he put together. Paid $128.75 if he went that route. He's the Linda Report was really hot over the weekend. He had 6 of 11 top choice winners on Saturday and comes back with the late pick 4 on Sunday. And, of course, he'll be doing a Linda report for Aqueduct, for Saratoga as well. Gulfstream Park, the Soldiers Dancer, won by Stat. Edgard Zayas had his fourth win of the day with that Safi Joseph Jr. winner in the stakes race, paying $380 there. And Delaware Park did race on Sunday. They didn't race Saturday, but they raced on Sunday. Then they raced on Monday with the Saturday card, and they have canceled today. So they're really bobbing and weaving as far as the heat exhaustion there goes. That's for sure. And Delaware Park had four stakes races on Sunday. The Battery Park was won by Auto Glide for Greg Compton and Julian Le Peru, paying $12.40. The Dashing Beauty Stakes won by Nightcap. Flavian Pratt was there riding. Horacio De Paz was the trainer there, paying $18.40 in the Dashing Beauty. And then the big Robert G. Glick Memorial, the winner there was Warlike Goddess. Warlike Goddess came back to win the Robert G. Dick Stakes for Junior Alvarado aboard for Bill Mott, paying $4 even, outrunning Chop Chop and Vergara. And then the big race of the day on Sunday at Delaware Park, the Delaware Handicap, won by Honor D. Lady, Jose Ortiz aboard for Safi Joseph Jr., paying $6.20, outrunning Saddle Up Jesse and Wet Paint, who was the big favorite there and just didn't fire, that's for sure. All righty, and now we'll get started with, of course, the racing menu for today. Looking at the weather across the country, the heat will be playing the most part for the racing today around the country, although there's a lot of action with rain, etc., going on east of the Great Lakes area through Michigan and northern parts of Canada. Here, then, is the racing menu for today. And we remind you the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. The post times you see marked right there are that of the Pacific time zone because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times rolling out in our racebook here at the South Point. If you're listening anywhere else on those many different platforms that we have around the world and you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss mom and dad, okay? Here we go. We begin the racing with the first cancellation of the day. Delaware Park was supposed to go at 9:30. It has been canceled. No racing at Delaware. Then we go to Belterra Park. They have their first post time at 9:35 today. Following that, we'll get to Parks Racing. And at Parks Racing today, they have a Pick 5 jackpot carryover of $40,753. Their first post time at Parks Racing today is at 9:40 there. Then we go to Finger Lakes, upstate New York, one of the two upstate New York racetracks just about ready to go here. Finger Lakes has a first post time of 10:15 at Finger Lakes today. Following that, we'll go to Horseshoe, Indianapolis. Horseshoe, Indianapolis has a first post time of 11:10 at Horseshoe, Indianapolis. Following that, we'll go to Presque Isle Downs. They'll begin at 12 high noon. Presque Isle Downs, 12 high noon for their racing program. And then, of course, next will come the races at Louisiana Downs. Louisiana Downs' first post time is at 2:05. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $2,112, 2:05 first post at Louisiana Downs. Following that will be Penn National. Penn National will get underway at 2:45 today at Penn Nat. And they wrap up the card, the racing menu today with Canterbury Park. Canterbury Park has a first post time of 3:10 at Canterbury Park. And that is the racing menu so far today. Remember, if there's any late cancellations, it will probably be due to the heat, that's for sure. All right, now we're going to go to Jonathan Hardin standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I understand that there was a little bit of a confusion on the Sunday card at Belmont at Aqueduct with the trainer and weights or something. What's that?
That happened on Saturday. Linda Rice ran a horse in the fourth race named Low Society, who happened to win the race. The horse was also claimed out of that race. Turns out 2 hours later, the horse that ran second, owned by Mike Dubb, went to the racing office and found out or filed a complaint that the horse carried 2 pounds less than he was supposed to carry, which resulted in a voided claim, which resulted in a disqualification. If you bet the horse, well, you got the win with Low Society. If you ran second, you didn't get put up. Anyway, it was a clerical mistake, I guess, from the racing office. Linda Rice followed instructions. She thought she was supposed to carry 120 pounds. Turns out the condition book said she was supposed to carry 122 pounds. It was a mess. People weren't happy, but what else is new?
Well, yeah, yeah. We're coming upon Saratoga. By the way, Linda Rice wound up second in the trainer standings in the spring-summer meet there with a 23-win. Chad Brown had a great meet. He had 100 starters, and 27 of those starters managed to hit the winner's circle. So he had a 27% batting average and won the title for the trainers. And as far as the jockeys, with Irad Ortiz Jr. running all over the country, including racing quite a few days at Churchill Downs in Kentucky, he couldn't snag the jock standings, as he always does in New York. Manny Franco, who stayed at home and had a solid meet, had 37 winners out of 187 mounts. That's a 20% win average. Irad ran second with 28, tied with Flavian Pratt with 28. So Flavian Pratt riding in New York on a regular basis for the first time. And he, like Irad, going a lot of places on the weekends for stakes races and other places, had a very productive meet, I thought.
He really did, and Manny Franco won his 12th riding title. Doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a lot, especially in New York. But he takes advantage during the winter months, and when these top riders are out of town, he's certainly there. You know, he rides a lot for Chad Brown. He rides for Christopher Clement, so he's riding for top barns, and when the big guys are out of town, he takes over, and good for him. By the way, back to that DQ, could you imagine if she was tied for the title or something and she lost the title because of a clerical error in the office for Linda Rice?
Yeah. I guess we'll find out if the person who made that clerical offer has a job at Saratoga.
I'm sure they do. Nothing seems to happen to those people, you know, get swept under the rug. It's everyone else that pays for their mistakes.
Yeah, you know, mistakes happen as long as they fess up to it. Yeah. And do whatever's right as far as that's concerned, that's for sure. But we're coming now, we're one day away from the opening of Saratoga. By the way, with the closing on Sunday of Los Alamitos, the Southern California thoroughbred racing fans are going to go through 12 days of idleness until the start of Del Mar, which is 1 week from Saturday on the 20th.
It's kind of like opening day at Santa Anita on the day after Christmas. You know, they usually close a week or 10 days before, and that's good. You need to be able to freshen up the batteries, and you know, I think a little break is good. If you have to play, you certainly have enough simulcast opportunities around the country. But, you know, people need a break. You just need to refresh and recharge the batteries.
Well, I don't know if it's so much recharging the batteries as it is recharging the bankroll. But in any case.
That's another word for batteries, bankroll.
Yeah. In any case, we'll have to wait for Del Mar to open. But Saratoga is, we're on the eve of the opening of Saratoga. I know your town is going crazy, but you got to deal with the weather, as you always do during the summertime there. And it's going to raise its ugly head on the very first day of racing tomorrow, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. With the horrible weather we had last year at this meet, it was terrible. It ran like 27 days. If you remember, we had all the breakdowns, yeah. And I attribute it really mainly to the weather. They're going to start off, they're talking about a washout. Usually at this point, Ralph, I'm already all handicapped for opening day. I haven't done any work at all because what's the point to put in 3 hours and have to redo it if they take everything off the turf? So I'm stalling for as long as possible till I dig in, and I'm sure a lot of other handicappers are doing the same.
Forewarning, Jonathan Hardoon clients, your sheets will be coming very late tonight, that's for sure. I want to clarify, though, because I know you said that it was the weather that you thought caused a lot of the breakdowns. It wasn't so much the weather, I think, because we had a conversation before the show that you were talking about. It was the track's reaction to the weather, that they kept sealing the track and then breaking it open and sealing the track and breaking it open and letting it go like Mother Nature did years ago when we had several different conditions of the racetrack after a rain until it got fast again, right? I mean, it was what they were doing to the track, I think, that you meant, right?
I agree with you 100%. I mean, you know, for some reason, it's like against the religion to allow horses to run on sloppy tracks anymore, which is ridiculous. All they're doing by sailing, unsailing, packing the track, unpacking the track, is making it hard as a rock. When the track is hard as a rock, yeah, there's no moisture in it, but guess what? It can't be good on horses. You know, I really wonder, Heiss is busy doing all these studies. Why don't you do a study on seeing if unsealing the track or leaving the track open while it rains and just let them run over sloppy tracks like they did for a million years, you know? So all this is new, the sealing the track, unsealing it, all this started over the last 5 or 10 years. I personally think it's a mistake, and I really wonder how much of it attributes to the breakdowns.
Well, yeah, just let good old Mother Nature take its course, I guess. But that's the conditions we're under now, so we'll deal with it, that's for sure. Coming up at the Saratoga meeting, like Del Mar, the big trainers with their big clients that paid big bucks for all these yearlings are starting to make those high-priced yearlings and just royally bred yearlings make it to the racetrack for the races for the two-year-olds. So it's always nice and exciting to watch the two-year-old maiden races, both at Saratoga and Del Mar. And, of course, the top trainers, Chad Brown, Todd Pletcher, Brad Cox, of course, Linda Rice with the bulk of the, regular lunch pail type horses.
Asmussen has a bunch of two-year-olds. I've heard. Yeah. Every barn is loaded, and they can't wait. And every one of these maiden races are going to have 11, 12 horses in them, Ralph. And you're going to get a lot of these races are going to, you're going to see future superstars running at Del Mar and certainly at Saratoga. Like you said, Pletcher, Rapoli, Cox, all these barns, everybody's loaded. They can't wait to get started. Let's see what happens.
And they really do all point for those two meets, Del Mar and Saratoga. Of course, there is an embarrassment of riches spread out at Saratoga with all those trainers, but it seems like at Del Mar, there's only one trainer that's got loaded for bear, and that has always been Bob Baffert. But we'll wait and see. There's some other trainers that, of course, will contest those races as well. As far as tips for Saratoga, et cetera, it really isn't that much different. I mean, sprint races will be won by a lot of horses that are speed horses, et cetera. And, I got to tell you that watching a lot of the turf races, when they run on the turf, have been fair. I mean, you could go wire to wire or come from off the pace. It seems to be the trip that counts, in the turf races, obviously. And, all in all, you're looking at Irad and Jose Ortiz. These two brothers have won every title except one since 2000. Well, they won every title among them together since 2015 in the jockey standings there at Saratoga. But like you had told me off the air, they've got another.
Not so fast.
Go ahead.
This year they're going to have to deal with Pratt. They're going to have to deal with Dottori. They're not the only guys in town anymore. Take nothing away from Johnny V and everyone else. Bulk of the business goes to the Ortiz brothers here for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. But again, now you're going to get Flavian Pratt, who's slowly working his way up to certainly be one of the top two riders for Chad Brown. And Chad Brown, this is the most important meet of the year for Chad Brown. He was born and raised around here, just a few miles from the track. So Saratoga to him is extremely important. And if you're Pratt, well, now you're in the driver's seat. So let's see what happens. No easy leads or no easy wins for the Ortiz brothers this year, I don't think.
And you talk about Chad Brown. I mean, come on, the Diana Stakes. There are 10 entered into that Diana Stakes. You thought that with 10 in there, this guy's got half the field. He's got 5 of the 10 in that race. I would imagine that after he saddles the horses in the saddling enclosure in the paddock, he might as well walk to the winner's circle and wait there for whoever wins of his horses, huh?
The good news is he has 5 of the 10 horses. Usually he has 5 of the 7 horses, uh-huh. So at least there are some other horses involved. But chances are he's probably going to monopolize that race as usual.
Well, I could tell you this, that it's there's a lot of anticipation, Saratoga, come rain or shine, for tomorrow. And it's only just the beginning We're going to have a lot of fun throughout the Saratoga meeting. Any other things in the news that have you on your soapbox today?
No, but if you're coming to Saratoga to the racetrack itself, make sure you have your credit card, because you can't use cash to get in. You can't use cash to buy a racing form. You can't use cash to buy a program.
What?
No cash. They have a few concession stands, very few. I think Shake Shack and one or two other places that will accept cash. Everyone else, a credit card. Unless you're going to gamble, at the windows, they still take cash.
They'll still, my goodness, thank you. I was about to fall off of my chair if you said you have to use your credit card to gamble with. So, in other words, the Parimutuel windows are the only place you'll see good old American cash. Most of the other places, you'll have to use your debit card or your credit card. And you know, that's a sign of the future. This is the way it's going to be, because a lot of the arenas now in town, with the sporting events and or concerts, etc., you have to use your credit card from the time you buy the tickets, and have the tickets that aren't paper anymore. They're on your phone, and you got to show them your phone when you go in, and then you have to use your credit cards for everything else. So that's the way of the future, I guess.
Yeah, but cash has always been king at the racetrack, Ralph.
Yeah.
You know, people hit a race, they want to buy a round of drinks for their friends or something. You know, all of a sudden they're not taking cash at a racetrack. Give me a break.
Can you imagine a guy that might have, you know, gets his credit card almost maxed out, hits a trifecta or something for a grand, and wants to buy his buddy's drinks, walks up to the counter with all this cash in his hand, and they say, "I'm sorry, but your
credit card is declined."
Yeah, I mean, oh man, that's going to be an interesting dynamic, that's for sure. But really waiting for that as well. All right, well, I doubt if you have any picks today, because you have no selection sheets today, right?
The four horse in the sixth race at I have no idea.
No. All right, just throw a dart at the board and see what you got there, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot.
We'll be ready tomorrow, though, Ralph. We'll be ready tomorrow. Opening day. 11 races, full fields, every race.
All right, fantastic. And when we see you come on, if you got a raincoat on, we know what the deal is, that's for sure.
The umbrella.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll be anxiously waiting tomorrow, that's for sure.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you got it. We'll take our next break, and when we come back, Rich Ang is standing by, and I'm sure that Richie has a thing or two to say, so we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
Thank you, buddy. There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Vegas for this opening show of this week, covering the great sport of thoroughbred racing from Las Vegas, Las Vegas style. I want to remind everybody, too, that along with the opening of Saratoga tomorrow, Colonial Downs is going to open as well. They feature a lot of turf racing there. It really is a kind of an underrated racetrack. They really have some great racing going on, and they've got some top jocks and horsemen going there for this meet. And so Colonial Downs will start, and on Saturday they have three stakes races, the Boston, the Beverly D Preview, and the Million Preview as well, because they run now the Beverly D and the Arlington Million both at Colonial Downs. Their preview races come up this weekend. All right, let's go to Rich Ang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, all I got to say is everybody's chomping at the bit for Saratoga and Del Mar. We'll have to wait a little bit longer, but for Del Mar, but Saratoga is right around the corner.
And I was lucky enough to be able to go to Saratoga last year, Alf, because I did a book signing at the National Museum of Racing in Saratoga. That's right across the street on Union Avenue, and I went to the races on a Friday and on a Saturday, and it just rejuvenated the heck out of me, Ralph. There's nothing, you know, we're horse players for decades and decades and decades, but nothing beats going to the track, and nothing beats going to a track like Saratoga or Del Mar in the summertime.
Yeah, no question about that, that's for sure. And, of course, anything to get out of this heat here in Las Vegas, but I can tell you this, there's not much of an escape going to these other places as well, because even if their temperatures aren't into the hundreds, etc., when you get up into the 90s, especially in those areas on the East Coast with the humidity, it's just as bad as 110 to 118 here.
Yeah, you and I are both from back east, Ralph, and a lot of times the temperature may be in the 90s, which is 15, 20 degrees less than here, but the humidity might be in the 80s and 90%, which makes it so incredibly uncomfortable. So that mixture is tough. Everybody has to take care. You always talk about being hydrated, drinking water, stuff like that, staying indoors in air conditioning. Really important, especially as you get older in your life.
And we want to remind everybody, this is a good time, of course, to remind everybody out there, especially here in Las Vegas, to stay hydrated. By the time you feel dehydrated, it's too late, so make sure you take water with you wherever you go outside. And keep the kids and the pets inside and check on the elderly as well. Dehydration is no joke, that's for sure. Richie, what's your plans and schedule like for, I know you're going to cover Del Mar, obviously, day by day with the racing there, but we don't start Del Mar until a week from Saturday. Any adjustments to your schedule for the handicapping?
Yeah, what I'm going to do, well, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is basically just cherry pick simulcast tracks from coast to coast, put together a sheet of simulcast plays, send it out to my subscribers. So in a way, I think it's more efficient than actually, I know a lot of people are going to handicap Saratoga, but you heard Jonathan make the comment that, why do the work now when there's a pretty good chance it's going to rain and everything's going to change? Mm-hmm. So one thing about simulcasting is, I can cherry pick what I think are good spots at the different racetracks. And there's a lot of tracks open at this time of year.
No question about that. There's a few tracks, especially the ones in Texas, that we can't, of course, participate with because of their ongoing dispute with HISA and the fees paid there. Therefore, they can't export their product through simulcasting or import as well. And that's a shame because Lone Star Park, well, for example, Lone Star Park on Saturday is going to have five nice stakes races there. They've had some big stakes racing in the past on the weekends, but we cannot participate.
Yeah, that's true, Ralph. And I do want to make an editorial comment. I really enjoyed playing the Delaware card on Monday. I mean, yeah. It was the Saturday card, which meant that it had, the really quality stakes, good quality card from Delaware Park. And I really wish more racetracks would think about running on Monday and Tuesday, because there's people like me and people like you who will bet 7 days a week. And it was just really enjoyable to have a solid product.
I certainly did participate on Monday with Delaware Park in between doing all of my paperwork that I usually do on Monday in the office. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And that Delaware handicap was a doozy.
That was, that was a phenomenal race. I hope people will get a chance to watch the replay if they haven't, because they just went side by side, shoulder to shoulder, the whole length of the stretch, and it was just a piece of paper between their two noses at the wire. It was that close.
Yeah, it was exciting for sure. Well, I know that on Wednesday sometimes you'll look around and pick around and see if you can get a pick for us on the show. Do you have one?
Yeah, I got a horse for the folks today. On Sunday, I had a horse discrepancy on the show. A nice winner, paid $560 and won by four or five lengths. And also, I want to say hello to the folks in the race book over at Green Valley. I went there on Sunday, Ralph. A lot of them said wanted to say hello to you because they've known you for years and they listen to the show. So I wanted to say hello right back to them, those folks there. Let's go to Finger Lakes, race number four, a mile and 70 yards. The number two horse, Kid Emerald, is my pick, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse shipping in from Tampa Bay now. Tampa Bay horses run really well when they ship out of town, Ralph. It's a good quality meet, and this horse should get a nice stalking trip, finish in a lane. Number two, Emerald, Kid Emerald in the fourth.
We'll just call it number two in the fourth race a winner. How about that? Finger Lakes today, race four, number two, Rich Ames play for you. Always looking across the country to try to get you a winner, that's for sure. And we will talk to you tomorrow, Richie.
Hey, thanks, Al. Good luck, everybody.
All right, my man. And we will be right back with John Lindo. And, yeah, I think Jerry Jackwitz is going to be with us today as well, so don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone. And if you're craving a taste of Italy, come experience delicious Italian cuisine and the attentive service at Don Vito's. Our culinary team starts with the freshest ingredients and transforms them into traditional favorites. And don't forget Italian desserts. Don Vito's. Savor the taste of Italy. Finally, if sushi is more your style, join us at the popular Zenshin Asian restaurant and sushi bar, where we're serving up the freshest sashimi, nigiri, and sushi rolls. And beyond the sushi, an exciting contemporary Asian cuisine menu. Plus a variety of specialty drinks, Japanese and domestic beer, wine, and sake. Balance your hunger with Zenshin.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Southern California. John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. A little bit hot under the collar here, but, you know, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book. So that's where most of us will be playing the races. Of course, we won't be able to do any race playing for Southern California until a week from Saturday. And the Sacramento Fair couldn't get enough horses for their opening day on Saturday as well.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, isn't it? I know they're having a heat wave up there in Sacramento, too, but you'd hope that they would be able to fill that Saturday card. So we'll see what happens there. I'll be monitoring that. I didn't know until you told me, so I'm glad you brought that out.
John, wrapping up Los Alamitos, it was a very interesting meeting. There was a little bit for everybody, that's for sure, at Los Al. And I guess Kyle Frey got the jockey title, huh?
Kyle Frey had 9 winners for the meet, so he ended up winning it pretty easily. The 3 people jocks tied for second, Edwin Maldonado, Diego Herrera, and Armando Ayuso. And the trainers' battle went all the way through, all the way to the wire. Jorge Parabon kind of eked out the trainers' title. He had 5 winners there, 1 more than Bob Baffert, Peter Miller, Steve Knapp, Sergio Morfin, and George Papapodromo. So a really bunched-up group of trainers there.
Well, I want to congratulate you for your work at Belmont at Aqueduct on closing weekend. Of course, your Linda Report had 6 of 11 races on top choices on the Linda Report. You also had the late pick 4 on closing day Sunday. at Belmont at Aqueduct. So you did your groundwork for the Saratoga meeting, and I guess we'll take a look at your schedule for Saratoga and Del Mar.
Well, for this week, it'll be all Saratoga, obviously. And then once we get to next week, where Del Mar opens next Saturday, I'll be doing Saratoga on the dark days for sure, when Del Mar does not run. And just looking at the schedule and seeing how things play out, depending on when entries are drawn, I'll try and do the Saratoga full cards on Saturdays as well. We have so much interest on the two cards every Saturday. So we'll try and have Del Mar and Saratoga each Saturday for sure for the people at the South Point.
And, John, all I have to say is that I would imagine you're going to be like Jonathan Hardoon and wait pretty late to get the handicap for tomorrow with the rain looming out there.
Yeah, every time I pull up the weather forecast, it changes a little bit, which is not unusual for Saratoga. So, I've got a first draft of the card done, and we'll tighten that up and get it out. I've got a deadline tonight, so we'll get that out. And, again, we'll have to adjust on the fly tomorrow depending on what happened during the evening, but looking forward to it. Big fields tomorrow at Saratoga. There is some grass racing. We'll see if they stay on, but in general, you got Jose Ortiz back. Like you said, you mentioned guys like Dottori and Flavian Pratt's going into Saratoga on a roll. So yeah. I will see if he can dethrone Arad Ortiz up there for leading rider.
Well, we'll wait and see. It'll be good competition, that's for sure. We will let you get back to the honey-do list for today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, and welcome back to Jerry.
Yes, okay, and we'll go right back to Jerry, who's standing by, as everybody says. Welcome back, Jerry.
Yay, glad to be back.
Are you now rejuvenated and ready to go and getting ready for the big meet at Saratoga?
I hope so.
Anyhow.
I surely hope so. I did everything I was supposed to do. So
okay.
I lied on the beach, I swam a lot,
I ate
great food.
So on this sabbatical, you actually took a little bit of a vacation too then, right?
Oh, yeah, no. So it's all about recharging the batteries. Right?
Well, you're going to have to get recharged between Saratoga and Del Mar. You'll need recharging, that's for sure. And I was telling everybody out there that you instructed me to interpret your power pages, and my interpretations on your power pages seem that your reverse plays came in a lot.
That happens a lot with me too. That's great. I mean, that's why we bet the reverse, and we take value. I mean, I don't know what you played. I have no idea, but if you have value, you have two positions: the win and place position. Mm-hmm. You can get the win price out of the place position very easily if you bet correctly. So.
Yeah, what I did was I took your power pages, and I was looking specifically for not only a star horse that was either top rated or second race rated, or a V horse that was in the top three and kind of centered around that. It seemed to work out fine.
Yeah, it's a great system. In fact, we run a special for Saratoga and Del Mar.
Uh-huh.
So, $120 for the whole meet for mm-hmm. Saratoga, $120 for Del Mar for the power page, and it's $180 for the power page plus for each one. And it's a great way to get familiar with the power page. It's a great value, and that's why we ask you in here, and everybody loves to be involved in this meet, and it's a great way to get to understand how to use the power page in conjunction with your own handicapping or in conjunction with your favorite handicapper. So, if you like John Lindo's handicapping and you grab the power page and compare what I've got and what he's got, mm-hmm. you're going to come up with some great plays, and you're not going to get stuck on favorites. You're not going to have your bankroll sucked away from you by betting chalk, which is just the worst way to lose money.
Yes, value is the key to success, I think, and money management, that's for sure, along with great handicappers like yourself, Jerry, and the whole stable of handicappers that we have here. And so we will be waiting this evening for your power pages and power page plus to start out Saratoga tomorrow, and you'll be with us now again. And you certainly do look rejuvenated and ready to go for the big meets coming up, that's for sure, Jerry.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
Well, like I said, this is really my home on the show with you, talking to the people, and I hope to have a lot of winners ahead of them, because I'm going to be working my tail off to make sure you guys have the best information.
Well, we thank you very much for that, and we will be paying attention. And now you have got your duties back on Race Day Las Vegas. What do you got to say?
Oh, let me remember. Have a great race day.
Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.gov.